Today's daf is Tamura Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and by Dr. Meir Penstein in honor of the Magide Shir of BKNW and Hakar Satov for making the shiurim available online. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. We're holding about 12 lines on the end of the page on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and the first thing we're going to discuss is whether the machlokas about Vlados of Psulei HaMikdashin, whether that's talking about where it became pregnant before it became possible, or if it became pregnant after it became possible. We have a couple of lashonos in what the machlokas is about, and what the case of the machlokas is, and what's behind the machlokas, what the explanation of the machlokas is. Then we're going to explain also the circumstances and the svara for the machlokas, whether a vlad treifa is brought on the mizbeach, because that too is a machlokas, so we have to figure out what is the case and what is the svara for each side of that machlokas. Then we're going to talk about when and why an animal that was yonik from a treifa becomes pasul mizbeach. Why does the fact that it just fed from and nursed from a treifa, why would that make it pasul mizbeach? Because that was the shita of Rabbi Chanin ben Atiganus in our Mishnah. Then we're going to have machlokas whether psulei hamikdashin can be fed to dogs. We're going to explain that the machlokas whether you could be poda psulei, you could be poda psulei hamikdashin just la achil and the klavim, meaning whether a treifa psulei hamikdashin, that's a treifa, can be niftes. How that machlokas is really based on how to darshan a pasuk, and that would conclude the sixth parak, and then we're going to move on to the seventh and final parak of Maseches Tamura. And the first mission in the seventh parak is going to go through different chumras that you have of kachay mizbeach over kachay bet kabayis, and vice versa, a whole list of things of ways that kachay mizbeach are more chumra than kachay bet kabayis, and then a list of kachay bet kabayis being more chumur than kachay mizbeach. And we're going to question whether kachay mizbeach are always osa tamura, because that's one of the items on the list, and that's why it's in this Masechta. And then we're going to have machlokas whether stam hakdeshim, whether stam kachim lebedek habayis always applies. What if you're makdish animals that are roi lemizbeach? You're still going to say stam kachim go lebedek habayis, that anything that you're just automatically makadesh belongs to bedek habayis. And then we're going to discuss what about milk and eggs of kachim? Is there mi'ila? Are they subject to mi'ila if I have kachay mizbeach that are milked, you have kachay mizbeach that lay an egg? So what happens with those milk and eggs? So we're again holding about 12 lines from the end of the page on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Kol asurim legabim mizbeach. So we said anything that itself is pasul in mizbeach, the vlados are going to be mutter. Their offspring you can bring on the mizbeach. So I'm a rav. Kol asurim legabim mizbeach for the same mutarim. V'tani Allah for Rabbi Eliezer oser that it's actually machlokas tanaim that Rabbi Eliezer and the Braisa disagrees and says that the vlados of pasul hamikdashim are also pasul in mizbeach. So I'm Ravun Barchin, I'm Rav Nachman, machlokas she'irbu l'b'sof nirbu. This machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Lazar, whether the vlados of Psulei HaMikdashim are also Psul Mizbech, is only in a case where the animal got pregnant and then became a Psul Mizbech. Then it had a revia. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Uber Yarchimahu. Rabbi Lazar, who says that the vlad is Aser, considers the Uber to be part of the mother, and therefore when the mother became Aser, the vlad became Aser along with it. Rabbanan Savri Lav Yarchimahu, and the Rabbanan say, no, the Uber is independent of the mother. So granted, it was already pregnant at the time of the Revia, but the Revia was with the mother. The Uber is a separate entity. Nothing happened to the Uber. Aval Nirbu Ulubisof Ibru Divrei HaKol Mutarin. But if it were to become possible and only then become pregnant, then everyone would say, even Rabbi Lazar would say that it's Mutar, because Rabbi Lazar would admit that nothing happened to the Uber. The Revia happened before it ever became pregnant. So that would be no machlokas. That is Rav Huna Bar Chinam Rav Nachman's understanding of the machlokas tanaim. Rava Amar, machlokas kishnir b'lusof ibru, just the opposite. That the only case where they argue is when the revia happened before the pregnancy. The animal was pasul before it ever became pregnant. Now you have a machlokas, what about the fetus? Rabbi Lazar suffers zevzeh gorim aser. Rabbi Lazar says, well, what made this fetus? What made this fetus is a mother that was already psulei hamikdashim, that was already aser, and a father that was not already aser. So you have two gormim Gorimim that made this fetus, one of which was also the Mizbeach, and that and Zevzegorim is going to be Asr, that's going to be enough. To Asr the fetus, for Rabbanan Savri, Zevzegorim Mutter, the Rabbanan hold no, as long as one of the Gorimim is the Dvar Heter, and the father is, there's no problem with the father, so Mela, the child, the fetus is going to be Mutter as well. It would turn out, according to that, if the father was also Asr the Mizbeach, the Chacham would be Moda, that the Vlad is going to be Asr, right? If the father was Asr the Mizbeach, then both Gormim, the Zev, Vizeh, Gormim, they're both going to be Asr. Aval Irbu, Lubasov, Nirbu'u, but what if it happened in the reverse? The animal became pregnant, and then there was a Revia while it was pregnant, then Divrei HaKol Asur, and then everyone's going to agree that Uber Yerachimo, and the Vlad is therefore going to become Asr, along with the mother. V'Rava L'Tameh, and Rava, who says that when the animal was pregnant and then became possible, that everyone would agree that it's Asr, is L'Shitaso. Da'ama Rava, Vlad Nir Ba'as Asura, he uvlada nirbu'u, that if a vlad of an animal that was near ba'as becomes asur l'mizbeach, because it and its vlad were both nearby, they're both, it's uber yerachimo, it's part of the mother, so the entire mother becomes asur, including the vlad, and therefore vlad no gachas asur, he uvlada nagchu, a vlad of an animal that was nogeach is going to be asur, because it and the vlad were both nogeach. That is one lashon of how to understand the machlokas. Lishna achrina amarla, and every day, again, every day we have a lishna achrina, at least one, usually several lishna achrinas in Maseches Tmura. This we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, that the Masechta was never properly edited. It didn't go through all of the edits that other Masechtas went through, so a lot of lishna achrinas. Lishna achrina amarla, there's another way of understanding the machlokas, that Amrav Hunabar Chinna, Amrav Nachman, Machlokas, the whole Machlokas between the Chama and Rabbi Lazar, whether the Vladus of Isurim Mizbeach are Asr, is Shenirbu Kishahein Mukdashin, is that when the Revia happened, when the mother was already Kodesh, and then it gave birth. The Rabbi Lazar suffer Bizoy Milser. Lazar says that the Vlad is going to be Asr, is going to say it's a Bizayon, that a Vlad of Behemoth Kachim that was Nirva is going to be brought in the Mizbeach, that Rabbanan Savri, lo, and the Rabbanan say, no, it's not a Bizayon, Aval, Nirbu Kushen Chulin. But if it were a case where while the animal was still Chulin, the Revia happened, Hol v'ishtanu divrei kol mutarin. Once it became hegdish, once you're makdish it, it's no longer bizayon of kachim. It's history of what happened to that animal prior to being makdish it is not going to have an effect on the fetus. So granted, the revia of the animal itself is going to obviously have an effect on it even after you're makdish it. That animal, you're never going to be able to be makdish on the mizbeach, but it's not going to affect the vlad of that animal. That's Rav Huna Bar Chinna in the name of Nachman. But Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Rava says in the name of Nachman, Machlokas Kishnir Buk Shein Chulin. The only Machlokas is if the Revia happened while it was Chulin. The Rav Lazar Savar Bizoy Milsa. Rav Lazar holds that it's a Bizayon, that the vlad of Nirva'as is going to be brought in the Mizbeach, and I don't care that it changed from Chulin to Agdish. It's a vlad of Nirva'as, you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. Rabbanan Savri, Hol v'ishtanu mutarin, and the Rabbanan say, no, once it was changed from Chulin to Hektish, it becomes mutar. Aval nirbu k'shein mukdashin, divrei HaKol Asurin. If it was nirva while it was mukdash, while it was Hektish, then everyone is going to agree that that is asur. Okay, that concludes Daf Lamed. Now we're at the top of Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. Vlad Trefa. So the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Lazar, a Vlad of a Trefa cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, and the Chachamim disagreed, right? The Chacham thought that Vlad of a Trefa can be brought on the Mizbeach. So in each Machlokas, we have to explain two things. What is the circumstance that they argue? What is the case that they argue? And what is the Svara of the Machlokas? What is the basis of the Machlokas? So in Maseches Chulin, there is a Machlokas Tanaim, whether a Behema is able to become pregnant once it's already a Trefa. So we use the term Trefa, Yalda, Trefa, but it's not Yalda that's really the issue. The issue is it Nisabra or Eino Nisabra, whether a Trefa can become pregnant or cannot become pregnant. So says Gemara, Leman Diamar Trefa Yalda, if you assume that a Trefa is able to become pregnant, Mishkachas La, Kigon Shenitrafa, Ulubasov Ibra, Our machlokas, whether the vlad of a treifa could be brought in the mizbeach or not, is talking about a case where a treifa became pregnant. Ubaha pligi. Rabbi Lazar suffers zevzegari maser. Rabbi Lazar says it was already a treifa at the time that it became pregnant. So this baby is a function of, is a product of a treifa mother and a non-treifa father. So it's zevzegarim and zevzegarim is aser. Rabbanan Savri zevzegarim mutter, and the Rabbanan will hold zevzegarim is going to be mutter. Why not just say that they're arguing about whether ubar yerech imo or ubar lav yerech imo? So you can't say that over here, because if it was not if the ubar was not b'mei imo at the time that it became a treifa, everyone would agree that it does not become usher on account of the mother. Even if it is Yerech Imo, meaning the Uber wasn't there when the mother became a Trefa, because the way we're understanding it, the way Rashi understands it, is that when Trefas happens, it's not being a Trefa that apostles the animal, it's the event of becoming a Trefa that apostles the animal. So whether you hold Uber Yerech Imo, whether you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imo, if the baby wasn't there when the mother became a Trefa, then the Trefas doesn't affect the baby. So this has nothing to do with Uber Yerech Imo. The whole machlokas is, what do you hold about zevzegorim when you have multiple gorimim? So is that going to be asur, or is that going to be mutter? And if you hold the proper girsa should be trefa ena yoledes, if you hold that a trefa is not able to become pregnant, then mishkachasla, then our machlokas is kigon sheibra lubesof nitrefa, where the animal became pregnant and then became a trefa, because that's the only possibility, right? If you hold the trefa ena yoledes, there's no it could not have become a trefa first. It had to become a trefa after the pregnancy. So what are they arguing about? Ubahapligi. So Rabbi Lazar suffer ubar yarech imohu. Rabbanan sabri ubar lav yarech imo. It became a treifa after the pregnancy, so the baby was there at that event of treifas. It was there when the treifas happened. So the Rabbanan hold that, Rabbi Lazar holds that ubar yarech imo, and therefore when the mother became a treifa, the vlad also becomes a treifa. And the Rabbanan say, no, the vlad is independent. It's not the same as the mother. Mother became a treifa. Vlad did not become a treifa. Tosfos just points out in Dibra Maschil Leman in the top Tosfos that dafka by treifa, the Rabbanan hold that ubar is lav yarech imo, because the treifa is aser on account of the fact that it cannot live. Meaning that's what makes a treifa unique, is that it's unable to survive. The ubar is able to live. So therefore, as far as treifus is concerned, we're going to say ubar is lav yarech imo. But this doesn't necessarily lock the Rabbanan in to ubar lav yarech imo and every other sugya and shas. It could be when it comes to other halachos, ubar yarech imo. It's dafka by treifa that ubar lav yarech imo. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a case where the chachamim are moda to Rabbi Eliezer. Amrav huna modim chachamim Rabbi Eliezer be'efroach beitzas treifa sha'asr. Even chachamim will be moda that if you have a chick that comes from an egg of a treifa, that's definitely going to be also to bring on the mizbeach. My time, because I can no pligi alei Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Ela bivlad behema dimei avira karavia. The fetus develops independent of the mother to a certain extent. It's not actually attached fully to the goof of the mother. I guess there's just the umbilical cord, but it's not. It's sort of developing independently in a sac, as opposed to aval beitza strefa dimegufa ditarnagolta karavia. So long as the beitza is still growing, it's attached fully to the tarnagolas, and it's considered to be a part of the tarnagolas. So afil rabbanon moda, even the rabbanon would be moda that's very much a part of the tarnagolas that it comes from, and therefore if the mother was trefa, the beitza is going to be trefa as well. It's also going to be asur to bring on the mizbeach. Amalei Rava l'Rafuna, Tanya d'Masayei Elach. So Rava says, I'll bring you a brisa that's a raya to you. Melo tarvad rima, haba me adam chai. Unusual case. You have basar that was wormy, that was decomposing, that came from a living person. Flesh that was wormy coming from a living person. Rabbi Lazar metame. Rabbi Lazar says that the tolaim are part of the basar of the person, and therefore it's going to be metame. V'cham metarin. And the Cham say, no, the rima that comes out from this basar, Adam Chai, is not considered to be part of the Adam. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanu le berima de pir shviyal mahu. The whole machlokas between the chum and Reb Lazar is only the worms that come from the basar, because it's pir shviyalma. Avol beitza de migufa de tarnagolesu afil rabbanu modu. So here you have the brisa say explicitly, and we're quoting this brisa just for this last line. The beitza, which is part of the tarnagolas, it's made from the guf of the tarnagolas. Even the rabbanu would be moda that that's considered a piece of the tarnagolas, and therefore if the tarnagolas is aser, the beitza is aser as well. So you see that, like Rav Huna, that the chumra moda by a beitza, because a beitza specifically is considered to be a piece of, a part of the tarnagolas from which it comes. Amalei Abaye adraba ipcha mistavra. I would say just the reverse. That ad kan lo palig Reb Lazar alay de rabbanon el berima de ikri adam mechayim rima. I would say that rima that comes from a human is considered very much a part of the human. Why is it considered very much a part of the human? Because the pasuk in Iyov refers to people as rima. Because nechsev the pasuk says in Iyov afki enosh rima uben adam taleya av gabe beitza. But the beitza only grows when it's already masriach, and when it's masriach, the beitza is considered like to be afar. It's considered to be dirt. So whatever shame Isser it had, it lost at the time that of its sirchon, at the time that it became masriach. And in that case, afilu Rabbi Lazar moda. Even Rabbi Lazar would agree that there's no Isser treifa that's going to be chal on the chick that comes out from the beitza. Meaning a beitza that comes out of a tarnagolas is perfectly good. You can make an omelet, everything's wonderful. But once it's fertilized, so that it becomes horrible until a chick develops. And then when the chick develops, now it's going to become edible again. So going through that process makes it kosher. Going through that process of it becoming unusable in the middle, of being masriach in the middle, is what makes it kosher. So va'od, and not only that, forget about my svara, that ipcha mistavra, I'll tell you I have a braisa. Tanya Ba'edya, we have a brisa beferish that moda Rabbi Lazar l'chamim be'afroach beitzas trefa shemutter, that Rabbi Lazar is moda to the chacham that if you have an afroach of a beitza, a chick that comes out of an egg of a trefa, that it's going to be mutter, exactly like I just told you. So brisa says it too. Amalei, so Rava says to Abaye, itanya tanya. So it's interesting. Abaye came with two arguments. Number one, misvara amrait. Number two, I have a brisa. So you have this all over Shas. Itanya tanya. Svara, I could argue here, you could argue there, and we could argue all, but tanya, you're going to document. Yeah, you have a raya from a brisa. That I can't argue with. Itanya tanya. You have that. That's a very important yisod in arguing halacha. A lot of times in machlokes and halacha, you have a svara here, a svara there, but the most important is that you have a raya, more important than a svara. You have a raya. You can always argue on a svara. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer Ksheira. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says that if a Ksheira is yonka min atrefa, the vechule is important over here, that if the kosher animal nurses from a trefa animal, it's possible to be brought in the mizbech. The kosher animal, just from nursing from the trefa animal, is possible in the mizbech. My time, why? Ilema de mefat memina. If it's just because the milk from the trefa animal provided some nourishment, so then any animal that ever ate karshine avodazara should be ushered to be makrif on the mizbeach. And we just learned the other day that a behemoth that was designated the avodazara only becomes actually ushered the mizbeach when you start feeding it karshine truma. That's actually not the way we formulate it. There were two deos in Rashi how to learn that Gemara, but this Gemara makes most sense if you go like the deo that we did not read the Gemara according to, so this is how we're going to say it. So we're going to say that the Gemara, we're going to pretend that the Gemara said earlier that when you have an animal that was huktzala vodazara, that was designated for use of vodazara, it only becomes actually asa l'mizbeach once you start feeding it karshine avodazara. So it sounds like a regular animal that's fed Isser is not going to be Asr l'mizbeach. It's only because this was both Huktzala v'Odazara and was fed Karshine v'Odazara. But a normal animal, you feed it Isser, the animal is still going to remain Mutter. So how can you say that just because the animal nursed from a trefa, that it's going to be Asr? Elatani Rabbi Chanina Tvita'a, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina Tvita'a explained that you're right, when it's Yonik from a trefa, once in a while, it's not going to affect the animal. But over here, it's Kagon Sheinika, Chalav Roteach Mishachris Lashachris. Every single day, its nourishment came from the trefa, meaning its entire nourishment, its entire growth came from the trefa. that's going to have an impact. Since that nourishment that it gets in the morning, every single morning, it doesn't need any other nourishment. That would be enough for it to live. So the entire kol gedilasa is from the treifa, and that's going to have an impact. That's going to asr. That's where Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus asked in such a case. Rashi, Tosos, others explain that that's exactly what we're talking about. That we're talking about the entire animal becoming asr because its entire kol gedilasa was from a treifa. The Rambam has a different understanding over here. The Rambam assumes that the discussion is not whether the animal is kosher mizbech, but whether the food that is not yet fully digested inside of the animal is kosher mizbech. Now that obviously is a vastly different understanding, because once then you just have to, even if it's been fed every single day, just wait till it digests its last meal, and then it would be mutter. But the pashtus is like Rashi, Tosfos, all the other Rishonim over here, Rabbeinu Gershom, they all say that it's talking about the animal itself. This is very nogel lemaisa. I mean, you have sometimes, certainly when you have Yisurei Hana'ah, right? If an animal was fed Yisurei Hana'ah, so then it's for sure going to aser the animal. So this was the issue with veal a while back, that veal was being fed a solution, a liquid diet, because they have to keep the meat nice and soft. So they was being fed a liquid diet, and the solution was that it was being fed was a basar b'chalav. It was basar b'chalav that was actually cooked together. So the shaila is, once they fixed it and they made it only basar b'chalav midrabanan, where it's not basar b'chalav midaraisa, so it's only ma'chalos asuros, it's not isurei hana'ah, does that really help? Because it's still having, it's still entire diet, its entire growth comes from ma'achalos asuros. So that's a discussion that the poskim have. Okay, kol ha'kachim shenasu treifa ein podin. We said any kachim that become a treifa, you can't be poda it. You can no longer do pidyon, because what are you going to be poda for? La'achil l'klavim. You're going to be poda hegdish just to give it to the dogs. Can't be that you're allowed to be poda klavim, poda hegdish just to give to the dogs, because it's treifa. You can't eat it. So it says Rami Nani Mili. How do I know that's true, that you're not allowed to be poda hegdish just to give it to the dogs? Is there such a halacha? We have a price that tells us as follows. Let's say you have kachim that became pasul and you're poda them. So the pasuk says, the actual pasuk reads, is it this week's parasha? Next week, okay. Rak b'chal avas nafshecha tizbach v'achal tavasar. Right? So we darshan. Tizbach, what do you do with it? Tizbach v'lo giza. The Torah allows only shchita, but an achila, but you're not allowed to be gozis the tzemer. V'achalta, but v'lo l'klavecha, you can eat it, not your dogs. So you can't, when you pod the psulei mekdashim, you can't give it to the dog. Basar v'lo chalav, you're allowed to eat the basar of psulei mekdashim that you're pod, but you're not allowed to drink the chalav. Mikan shein podim asakachim l'achil l'klavim. So here you have one of the drushes that we make from this pasuk, is that you're not allowed to be pod the kachim in order to feed it to the dogs. Ika da amri, tizbach v'achalta, ein lech ben heter el mishas zvicha ve'elach. That no, the drush is tizbach v'achalta, that the heter to eat it and benefit from it is only after you've shechted it. But you're not allowed to get any anah from it while it's still alive, and that's why you're not allowed to do giza, that's why you're not allowed to enjoy its chalav, because all of those things are happening while it's still alive. But according to this drasha, the word v'achalta is not really extra to then make the drasha v'lo l'klavecha. So kasavar podin esakachim l'achil l'klavim. There is such a shita that you can be poda hekdish to be machil l'klavim. So this machlokas, whether you could be poda a treifa, because ultimately it's going to have to be fed to the klavim, l'achil l'klavim, is a machlokas how to make the drasha. Okay, hadran alach kol ha'asurin. We now move on to the final parak of Maseches Temura. So as we said, this first Mishnah is going to tell us the various chumras that you have by kachay mizbeach over a kachay bedek habayis, and the reverse. Chumras you have by kachay bedek habayis over a kachay mizbeach. Yesh b'kachay mizbeach she'ein b'kachay bedek habayis, v'yesh b'kachay bedek habayis she'ein b'kachay mizbeach. So let's go through the lists. She'kachay mizbeach, first of all, the reason it's in this Masechta, Osin Temura. Kachim Mizbeach will affect Temura. Second of all, we'll skip the parentheses because the Mishnah will come back to that. Chayavin Alav, Mishum Pigul, Noser V'tame. Kachim Mizbeach, your Chayiv Kares, if you eat it, when it became Pigul, you had a Machshava Chutz L'Zmano, when it became Noser, or when it became Tame. So Tosus points out that Noser and Pigul, we learn from Gezer Shava, from Tuma. because Nosar Tumah, it says Loshem Chilul. By Pigul, we learn Gzeir Shava from Nosar, that by both of them it says Avon, that it doesn't, that we learn, that's how we know it doesn't apply to Kachay Bedekabayas. We'll see. However, we know these things are only by Kachay Mizbech. Also, Vladan, V'chalavan, Asr. The offspring and the milk of Kachay Mizbech are Asr, even La'achar Pidyonan, even after you already poed it. If the animal becomes pregnant before you poda it, and it gives birth after you poda it, the vlad, you're not allowed to be makar of the vlad, and it's asabana. Vashochtan bachutz chayv. And if you shecht kachim mizbeach outside of the azara, you're chayv kareis for shechting it outside of the azara. Again, it's beferish a pasuk in the Torah. Ein osim man l'umnin b'scharan. You also can't use kachim mizbeach to pay the workers, not just stam workers in the Beis Hamikdash, people who are working to keep. Still, you can't give them kachim mizbeach. Masheinkin b'kachim b'tekabayis. Now that's going on all these halachos. That all these halachos are masheinkin. The Achronim, of course, take this as a challenge. Whenever you have such a list, right, a list of items that, of halachas that only apply to Kachay Mizbeach, not Kachay Bedek Habayis, they come up with like five other ones. You know, five other halachas. How come they're not in the Mishnah? Okay, but not for now. The Yesh B'Kachay Bedek Habayis, and there are certain halachas about Kachay Bedek Habayis that do not apply to Kachay Mizbeach, Shestam Ekdeshul, the Bedek Habayis. So we're going to have to talk about that one. That if you're Makdish something Stam, the assumption is it's the Bedek Habayis. So the Gemara is going to talk about, I understand, if I'm Makdish this stender stam, then you're going to understand it calls the Bedek Habayis because it can't be brought on the Mizbech, although that's a discussion also because it's wood. But if you're Maktish an animal stam, so then that's a Chiddush, that it, we assume that it goes the Bedek Habayis. Hegdish Bedek Habayis Chal ala kol. Another halacha is that Hegdish Bedek Habayis could be Chal on anything. And Rashi gives the most peculiar examples. I would have said it could be chal on my toaster, on my microwave, whatever, on anything in my chairs, and my, what does Rashi say? It could be chal on avonim and on eitzim. That kachim bedek habayis could be chal on avonim and eitzim. Apparently you can't have kachim mizbeach on avonim and eitzim. The only thing is, avonim I got, that's true, you can't have kachim mizbeach for avonim. But for eitzim, you, of course you can have kachim mizbeach for eitzim. Eitzim are brought on the mizbeach. Eitzim are absolutely brought on the mizbeach. The atzei ma'aracha are brought on the mizbeach. So some of the Achronim suggest that kedushas bedek habayis is can always be chal on eitzim. Kachim mizbeach cannot always be chal on eitzim because we just celebrated Tu B'Av, because in Tu B'Av they were celebrating finishing bringing all the eitzim that they needed for the ma'aracha. So any eitzim that were brought after Tu B'Av, you can't be makdish l'ma'aracha. So that's a daf yomi coincidence. Right after Tu B'Av, we're learning about why it is that the eitzim can no longer be brought l'mizbeach. So that's why Rashi gives such an example that eitzim throughout the year could be kachim bedek habayis. Umalim begidulehen. Additionally, when it comes to kachim bedek habayis, there's an isser to use even that which grows from them, like let's say the milk of the animal or the eggs of the bird. Whereas kachim mizbeach, there's no isser on the gidulim of kachim mizbeach. And kachim mizbeach, most of the time, kohanim are going to be able to benefit from the kachim mizbeach. It's only meiser behema and karban pesach that everything goes to the bailim, and the kohanim get nothing from it. But all the other karbanos, and also parim usirim and nisrafim, where the kohanim get nothing from it. But all the other karbanos, standard karban, shlamim, karban, ola, even in ola, the kohanim get the skins. Right? All the other karbanos, the kohanim get something from. But kachim bedek habayis, kohanim get no benefit from that. That all goes to the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. It has nothing to do with the kohanim. Okay, so says the Gemara. Uklalahu, this idea that kachim mizbeach are able to affect tamura, but not kachim bedek habayis, is that always true? The kol kachim mizbeach hos and tamura, that every time you have kachim mizbeach, it's able to affect tamura. We just learned an entire masechta of exceptions, right? Meaning the rules keep coming up. So is this really a true rule? The kol kachim mizbeach hos and tamura, v'harei ofos to kachim mizbeach hein. Utnan amenachos va'ofos einos in tamura. On Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we learned that menachos and ofos are not able to affect tamura. So how can you say all kachim mizbeach affect tamura? Says Mar Kikatani a behema. Now we're talking within the world of behema. In Echinami, ofos are going to be different. Okay, even within the world of behema, v'rei vlad kachim mizbeachu utnan ein avlad osa tamura. Even by a behema that's kachim mizbeach, there's not every behema that's kachim mizbeach is able to affect tamura because a vlad of a carbon has a status of kachim mizbeach, But yet, a vlad does not affect tamura. We learned that back on Daf Yud Beis, that a vlad does not affect tamura. So Haman, Rabbi Yehuda, Yidam Rav Vlad, Osa tamura. We must be assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that a vlad is Osa tamura. He darshans from the pasuk of Yahu Utmura, so Yeh Kodesh, that Yeh is Lerabos as a vlad, that a vlad is Osa tamura. The Chachamim darshan Yeh Lerabos Shogei Kemezid. But Rabbi Yehuda says that the vlad is Osa tamura. Okay, very tamura. So now we've locked ourselves in, that we're only talking about behemos, and we're only talking about, and we're only within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Vare tmura atzma dekachim izbeach, vein tmura osa tmura. What about the animal that's tmura itself? Meaning you made an animal, you did tmura from a kachim onto a chulin animal, now that chulin animal becomes kachim izbeach. And yet the Mishnah also back on Daf Yud Beis told us that ain't tmura osa tmura. That's not able to affect tmura even though it's kachim izbeach. So says Marno, ki katani aikir zivcha. When we say that kachim izbeach or osa tmura, we mean the initial kachim izbeach. Something that's only an outgrowth of it, that's only the tamura of it, is not the conversation in our Mishnah. Ooh, hashadasas lahachi. Once you're going to tell me that we're only talking about the ikar zivcha, then afilu temer rabbanan. Then there's no need to lock our Mishnah into shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because now we can explain why is it that a vlad is able to affect tamura. We could even assume that a vlad is able to affect is unable to affect tamura rather. And our Mishnah is just not talking about a vlad. Ki katania ikar zivcha. We're not talking about vlados. We're talking about the actual Iker Hazevach. So we don't have to say that our Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Yehuda. So all we needed is two qualifications. That our Mishnah is talking about only a behema, and it's only talking about the Iker Zevach. Once you make those two qualifications, it is then accurate to say that all kachim izbeach affect tamura. Ve'ein nosen men l'umenin. Another halacha that we learned was that you cannot use kachim izbeach to pay the workers their wages. So kachim bedek abayis nosen. But apparently you're allowed to give kachim bedek abayis to the workers for their wages. Minani mili. How do I know that? Amar Rabbi Avoda. Amar Kra va'asuli. What's the rest of the Vasuli Mikdash, right? V'shachanti b'sochem. So Vasuli, we darshin Mishali, that you're allowed to, for the making of the Mishkan, you're allowed to pay from my own money, meaning from Hektish money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you're allowed to use Hektish money to pay the workers. L'chora, it should be Pasha that you should be able to do that. Meaning, what else is Kachavet HaKabayis there for? That's the whole point of Kachavet HaKabayis, is to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosus is already bothered by this kasha, that why I need a drasha over here. He says, without the pasuk, I would have said that you can't give you can only use Kachavet HaKabayis to buy the materials for the Tzorech HaBinyan, but not to pay the workers for the Tzorech HaBinyan, even though whenever you make a building, I don't know, whatever it costs to build something, what percentage of the costs are for the workers and what percentage of the costs are for the binyan, are for the materials? I would imagine the majority of the cost is for the workers. But that was the Havamina, that the Havamina is that Kachim Bedek HaBayis are designated just for the materials and not for the workers. So that's why I need Va'asuli, I need such a drasha. Okay, Yesh B'Kachim Bedek HaBayis. So then we said, Kachim Bedek HaBayis have a unique halacha that Stam Hektish is the Bedek HaBayis. Oh, so the Gemara is going to question that. Everything, even if just if I'm Makdish animals, the assumption is that it goes to Bedek HaBayis. Amar Mar, Stam Hektish is the Bedek HaBayis. We said in our Mishnah that Stam Hektish goes to Bedek HaBayis. V'chal alakol. And the Kachim Bedek HaBayis is chal on every type of item. So Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? So instead of answering who it is, we'll say who it's not. Amar Rabbi Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dilok Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana of our Mishnah is certainly not Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Masech HaShkalim, HaMakdish Nechasav. If a person is Makdish his possessions, but he doesn't say for what, whether it's Mizbech or Bedek HaBayis, and among his nechasim, there were animals that are right to be brought in the mizbech, zecharamuna kevos, males and females. Now keep in mind, a carbon ola can only be brought from males, and a shlamim could be brought from both males and females. The males have to be sold to someone who's chayiv an ola, so that he can bring it as an ola. But then you're going to use the money for kachim bedek habayis. Or nekevos, you machru l'tzarchei shlamim. The nekevos, you sell to someone who needs a shlamim. U'demein, yiplum, shar nechasim, l'bedek habayis. And the money you get for that that will go lebedik abayis. Why? Because Rabbi Lezer holds stamik deishos or lebedik abayis. Even if you're makdish behemos, it's lebedik abayis. How do you make it lebedik abayis? By selling it and using the money lebedik abayis. Now you do have to sell it specifically for a karban, because that's a separate halacha. That whenever you're makdish tmimim lebedik abayis, they have to be brought. Those animals, the cheftza, has to be brought as a karban. Those animals themselves have to be brought as a karban. But the kedusha that it has, the value of kedusha, that goes to bedik abayis. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zecharim Einas Min Yikrav Olos. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Zecharim, you could bring as a carbon oil, you don't have to sell it. Unikevos, Yimachru Litzarch Yishlamim, you could sell it to someone who's Chayiv Yishlam to bring as a Shlamim, V'yavu B'dimei and Olos. And you'll use the money to bring Karbanos Ola. Meaning the assumption is that you're makdish all of it with Kedushas Mizbeach of a Karban Ola. So what are you going to do with the females? Females can't be brought as an Ola. So you sell it and use that money for an Ola. And all the rest of the nechassim goes to the bedek abayis. Whatever wasn't animals goes to bedek abayis. And Rabbi Yochanan, who assumes that our Mishnah must only be going like Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, stam ekdeshos go to bedek abayis is against Rav Avda Barava. Tamar Rav Avda Barava, Amarav, be'eder shekulu zucharim, afil Rabbi Eliezer moda. If you have a flock that's all male, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that if you're makdish your flock, they all go as a carbonola. None of it is kachay bedek abayis. Why? Dil shabekin is kachay mizbech umakdish lebedek abayis. If you have two options of what to be makdish your animals for, of course you're going to choose kachay mizbech over kachay bedek abayis. Lo nech huel beidu sheyesh bo mechza zucharim mechza nekevos. The whole machlokas tanoim is only if you have both male and female animals. Rabbi Eliezer savra ein cholik es nidro. Rabbi Eliezer says clearly, when you're making a neder, a single neder for all of your stuff, you want it all to be part of the same neder. So you're not going to say, oh, the males are going to be an ola, and the females are going to be sold for shlamim, and then I'll use the money for an ola. Those are two different things. You, if you took one neder, you meant that they should all go to the same place. So if the females are not going to be olas, the males are not going to be olas. Rabbi Shua Savar, Chalik Es Nedro, and Rabbi Shua disagrees and says a person would be more than happy to divide his neder. So it turns out, according to Rav Avda Barava, in the name of Rav, even Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person who's makdish behema stam, it's lemizbeach, it's not lebedek abayis, it's against our Mishnah. Lishnach Rina Amarla, another version, Amar Avad Varav Amrav, Bishalogdish al Behema, Afil Rabbi Lazar Moda. If all you were Makdish was Behemos, even Rabbi Lazar would agree to Loshavik Inish Kachim Izbeach, Umakdish Vedic Abayis. Meaning, even if you were Makdish male and female animals, we assume it's all Limizbeach. The Zecharim will be brought as an Ola, the Nekevos will be sold for Tzarchei Shlamim, and you'll use the profits to bring an Ola. Lo Nechlel Kshish Shar Nechasim Imahin. The Machlokas is, you're Makdish animals, and a whole bunch of other things, and your furniture, and all the other things that you have. Rabbi Lazar Savra Ein Adam Cholik Es Nidro. To that extent, clearly, all your furniture is only Kachay Bedek Abayis. So Rabbi Lazar says, since Midashar Nechasim Lo Lekachay Mizbeach, Beim Anami Lo Lekachay Mizbeach. If all of your other Nechasim was not for Kachay Mizbeach, the Beim is also not for Kachay Mizbeach. Rabbi Shua Savra Adam Cholik Es Nidro. Udmei Niplum Shar Nechasim Lo Bedek Abayis. That a person will split up his neder, and part of his neder there will be for the Mizbeach, and part will be for Bedek Abayis. So the behemos are royal the Mizbeach, meaning the male behemos, you are makdish the Mizbeach, and they're brought as Karbanos Ola. The Nekevos will be sold the Tzorchei Shlamim, and the money will go together with the rest of the Nechasim, the Bedek Abayis. So Bishlam Lishna Basra, I understand our Mishnah according to the second Lashon of Rav Avda Barava in the name of Rav, that the Machlokas of Lazar Rabbi Shua is only when there's other Nechasim together with your behemos, that fits the Lashon of the Mishnah very well. That's why it says that what's going to happen with the money that you get from the female animals, it's going to go with the rest of your nechasim lebedek abayis, because there is other nechasim over here. Elishna Kamab, according to the first lashon that they argue, even when you were only makdish behemos and there are no other nechasim, all your makdish was behemos, listening yiplu lebedek abayis, it shouldn't mention shar nechasim because there is no shar nechasim. It's only these. So says Mar Tnihachi Utmei and yiplu lebedek abayis. In Achnami, we should make a slight adjustment and say Utmei and yiplu lebedek abayis. Hekdish bedek abayis chal al kol. I mean, that's a hekdish bedek abayis is chal on everything. Lasuyim mai. It's obviously coming to tell me something that I would not have known. Some ravina la suye shfuye veniva. Those are the trimmings or the leaves that come off of a tree on their own, which are like the zevel for the tree, but by kachim mizbeach, there's no me'ila on them. If you're makdish shnei gizrei etzim l'maracha that have kedushas mizbeach, there's no me'ila on whatever the splinters that fall off of the etzim l'maracha. But when it comes to etzim that are kachay bedekabayis, there is me'ila on such a thing. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll finish up as Hashem the last few lines tomorrow.